respect the craft. Respect it. Yes, Ground Zero is up to number 60. 60. They're still respecting the craft. They have the students and roster around the ring. They have three excellent matches. They have quality. First of all, we've got Witch Doctor. Who? Witch Doctor? That Doctor. It's a grainy promo. He's not quite looking at us. He's got a mask on, I think it looks like. It's got illustrations in there. And it does seem a little bit scary, actually. I like the way they're doing it. He's going to be wrestling later on. And first, though, we've got CJ Settles, big dude, versus Billy Rivers. Not such a big dude. Settles offers the hand. Rivers goes for it. Settles kicks him. For goodness sake. I mean, Settles has got more experience, I think. And I think Rivers might have missed handshaking 101. I think it was Tuesday morning at 9 o'clock and he was running late. Anyway, there's an arm drag from Rivers, a drop kick. Settles is back with a running knee, a mounted punch, a big boot in the corner. Big clotheslines, though, from Rivers. And then he just pulls him down. He just pulls him down to the mat. And I think Settles thought, what was that? Just pulled me down to the mat. What's going on? He bails. Springboard stunner from Settles. Rivers kicks out. I never thought that Billy Rivers would kick out of that. It looked serious stuff. It really did. Then Rivers hits a kind of... Well, the spear is too high. It's not... It's a bit poor, to be honest. It kind of just runs into him. But then you've got that kind of... big face buster from Settles for the pin. And it was a good match. Good match. Lots of good wrestling action. Freneticism. And I enjoyed it. On to the Witch Doctor versus Jay Rocker. Now, or Jay Rockua. There's a Q in there, you see. There's a Jay Rocker drop kick and springboard knee. That's very nice. Witch Doctor is back with a side slam. Very nice as well. Shot to the back of the head. That was nasty. And then he goozles, does the Witch Doctor. Witch Doctor? That Doctor. And then just smacks his head into the mat. Blimey, that must have hurt. You can't really mitigate in a wrestling move kayfabe type way for that, can you? And then he hits the tilt-a-whirl urinagi, does the Doctor. The good Doctor is in. He's in for booze when he gets his pin. He's not very well liked, but he's very, very good. And we finish with someone else who's not very well liked, Anthony Musso, who's not liked in crossbody either, versus Dakota O'Ryan, who is liked. O'Ryan gets an armbar, and I don't really mind, because he's got that sweet, fast offense. Sweet and fast, sweet and fast. Then you've got Anthony Musso's snake eyes. I mean, really, he throws him from the middle of the ring, almost. And then a smack to the back of the head, pulls on the arm, stomps on the back, back suplex, gets a long two for all that. Nice offense. They do trade enormous chops. There is a knee strike from Dakota O'Ryan, and Musso cinches in the knee bar. Love that. That's what it's called on commentary. That's correct. I wasn't going to call it that, but yeah, they're right. Slow crawl from Dakota O'Ryan for the ropes. That's good wrestling, wrestling entertainment. O'Ryan then gets the drop kick and a basement drop kick, and he gets the pin from that. And I thought, a pin from a basement drop kick? No, it's rather good because he gets it right on the button, right in the mush, to do the wrong impression for Stephen William Regal. But there you go. It was rather good. But then all these three matches were rather good. A trio of terrific matches. And Ground Zero's like that. Great wrestling action. And I happen to really like it. They know what they're doing. They sell a certain kind of ethos. They respect the craft. The wrestling is good. Why wouldn't you want to watch? Give it a go. I think you'll rather like it. If you don't, tell me about it. I'll try and convince you. Ta-ta.